Okay, I just want to say a few things. So first of all, the symbolism, that, my mother went, we could still feel Simchas Torah. Within a week, we'll talk about how it was very apropos. She went in the Hemshech. I think it's in the Bala Akedah that, that says, the Chagasukis, right, is the it ends off the three regalim. It's the last of the three. That's where it ends, and it's called Chag HaOsif. That's when the regalim end, right? The ingathering, the festival of ingathering. That's where the regalim end. What does that sound phonetically similar to? The regalim end with Chag HaOsif. Vayesof Raglov Elamita. Right, which is a biblical phrase where a person dies, Vayesof Raglav Elamita, gathers the regalim, get gathered. Because the pshat is like this, that the legs is what we need for Olam Hazeh. When you're in Shemaim, you don't need legs, right? Legs is for earth. All right, and during the regalim, we try to elevate our earthliness. That's why it's called Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah, trying to elevate our earthliness, but we're still leading earthly lives. And we were created, to face the challenge of earthly life. And then when you're done at the end of it, so, you gather your legs in, meaning that everything that you used your legs for, which is your ma'amad, your status, your standing in Olam Hazeh, you gather it in onto the bed, you take it to Shemayim with you. Everything that all the chumrius that you use for constructive purposes, right? And that's what Sukkos is relative to the three regalim. The three regalim represent the cycle of life, just like it does agriculture. Aviv, when things first, Nisan, Pesach, Chodesh Aviv, things first blossom. Shavuos, Chag HaKotzir. Harvest, and then Sukkos Chag also when you gather it in, and that's agriculture. It corresponds to the human being, birth of it, like budding, birth. Pesach is our national birthday. Shavuos Bar Mitzvah, we became Mitzvah in Torah, right? And the first day of Sukkos, is the Sukkos like the chuppah, it's like when you get married, right? And then the 7 days of Sukkos again become as like a microcosm of the 70 years of a person's life. And this it says in the Bala Akedah, 70 years, that's why during the 7 days of Sukkos, you also are makriv shivim porim. Mamash keneged the days of years of a person's life in Olam Hazeh. We know shim prokeneged shivim umos, because the dear wife. Anyway, the...
Wait, don't in North Korea, I'm just saying the dear leader.
The Olam Hazeh is space we share with Goyim. So 70 years of Olam Hazeh, you contend with the Shivim Umos, you share space. Just comes Shmini Atzeres, that's Keneged Olam Haba, Kaidua, the Elef HaShmini, the eighth millennium, right, where, we're alone, and there's no Goyim anymore, but that eighth millennium is not Olam Hazeh. That eighth, so we say on the eighth, you go back into the house, whereas during the seven, you're in Diras. Right, well, the seven are connected to Olam Hazeh. We have to realize it's all temporary. Our real house is up there in Shemayim. So that's what it means, Akashru says, Koshalai Pridaschem, stay one more day. Well, how's that going to help? Well, no, because on the eighth, we reach the level of Shemayim, right? And then there's no separating anymore. You separate, within space. You get out of space. You get Lamala. That's the Madrega of the Shemini. Right? And that's, and you take there, and that's our house, and Am Yisrael's real place is in Shemayim. Not in, here it's just the Diras Arayah. Our real place is up there in heaven. And that's what it says in the Zohar. Reb Elazar asked Reb Shimon, his father, Ban Asar Asher Yisrael, what's the Makom of Klal Yisrael in the cosmos? And Rav Shimon answered with a pasuk from the parsha we just read: "Va'item elosam Elokim birkiya shamayim lahayir al arz." Am Yisrael is like the stars. That's our place. We're in Shemayim. You're not. Aretz is just a diras arai for us, and that's what you take. You take at the end. You gather in everything you accomplished in your life in Olam Hazeh. It's called Vayesof Raglov. And that's the end of the Shalosh Regalim that represent the cycle of life. At the end of Chag HaOsif, you reach the eighth. and you take everything you did in Olam Hazeh, you know, with you. You know, everything you use your legs for. You need your legs for Olam Hazeh. You don't need your legs for Shemayim. You gather it in. And my mother was zocha to that. But what's next on the calendar? Right? What's next on calendar is Chanukah. Chanukah. Miloshen Chinuch. Right? Miloshen Chinuch. Right? An amazing thing. We just read, you know, and with this we'll understand a little bit, you know how we go back from Zosa Bracha back to Bereshis. Right? In a cycle. Right? You know, we say, in Zosa Bracha, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Morasha Kilas Yaakov. Right, it's inheritance, you know, for Kilas Yaakov. Yerusha Ein La Hefsek. Yerusha has no, and that's the Rambam uses that pasuk as a rai. You can only count as a mitzvah saying it's Noheg L'Doros, because that's to fit the criteria of Morasha Kilas Yaakov. A mitzvah is only L'Shah, let's say for the Midbar, can't be counted and listed at Targ. It's not Morasha Kilas Yaakov, because it's not like Yerusha Shein La Hefsek. It's a Rambam. Right? So now, as amazing as my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro points out, how do you give Yerusha? Dafka the histalkus, right, is what triggers Yerusha. You know, the Misa is what causes Yerusha to kick in, and it becomes that of the next generation, right? So it has to be that, you know, when a person leaves this world, you know, he leaves a inheritance behind, a spiritual inheritance. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. All right, so how do you do that? How do you do that? So now, you know, the concept, we say that's the concept of chinuch. The chinuch is actually what the one door bequeaths to the door that comes after it. Now, the Rambam says, it's a Rambam in the Mar Nebuchim. You know, we just read the pasuk that Vayodon ben Yo, he was 130 years, Vayod bitmuso bitzalmo. Right? Adam at the age of 130 was Yo, but that was Shais. So the Rambam asked in the Mar Nevuchim, why is only Shais called B'dmuso B'tzalmo? What about Adam Rishon's other kids? It's the only guy in all those 10 generations that's called B'tzalmo D'muso.
Sorry.
Right? The only person in all that generations. Says the Rambam, an amazing word, is in the 7th parak of the first Chelek of the Mirah, because Shais was the only one that was willing to be makabel the Torah of Adam Rishon. So it's called that Adam Rishon, you know, was moed his tzelem. Our Tzelem Elohim comes from the Torah that we learn. You know, the shape of our body is not our Tzelem Elohim. Our Tzelem Elohim is our values, our ideas, and ideology. That Adam, you know, transferred his Tzelem. Vayel B'dmuso B'tzalmo is because he was Mechanech Shais, and Shais was willing to be Mekabel his Torah. That's called Vayel B'dmuso B'tzalmo. The other, you know, kids of Adam weren't willing to be Mekabel his Torah. So it's not called the Tzelem Elohim, he says, and that's the Inyan, he writes in that same paragraph, of all these 10 generations, from Adam until Noach, that they all went wild, and it all went off. And he says they were subhuman, they were humanoid, but they didn't have a Tzelem Elohim, because they weren't willing to be makabel the Torah of their predecessors. All right, and you know, so now the Tzelem, you know, is what's passed on by Chinuch, and that's the difference between Chinuch and Limud. Right? Chinuch and Limud is just to teach. Right, just to learn. What's the term chinuch? Right, we also find by Chanukah Sabayis. So the Sfarim say it's particularly in the writings of the Piasetzner. Chinuch is when you internalize it, right? It becomes a part of you, like Chanukah Sabayis. You know, right? Chanukah Samishkan. They put the kedusha into the Mishkan. They put the or in the kli. A mechanech puts the, you know, it doesn't just impart information. He puts the or of Torah into the kid, right? All right, and that's his legacy. That's his chinuch. That's called Vayoi B'dmuso B'tzalmo. He's giving birth. He's, you know, he's triggering a legacy. All right. So now Chanukah, you know, as we point out in the Parsha sheet, you know, that we just wrote, Chanukah begins, you know, the cold cycle, right? The dark side of the calendar. The dark side of the calendar. Historically also, when did Chanukah happen? During Bayis Sheni. We lost Nevuah, right? We lost the whole Hanhogah of Torah Shebichsav. Nevuah stopped, the Torah Shebichsav stopped expanding. You know, the last book of Torah Shebichsav was Purim. That's why Esther, Sof Kol HaNisim, so Gemara explains, Sof Kol HaNisim, Shenitnu Li Kosev, the last of the miracles that allowed to be written in Torah Shebichsav. A Tkufa ended, there's no more Nevuah, there's no more Ruach HaKodesh, right? And that's, you know, and it sets in the dark side of Kalah, and that's what Chazal say, HaChoshech Zu Yavon, right? You know, but, you know, the, so, Hanukkah is a sign, right, that even though there was a histalkus of the or, now there's the Vayasaf Ragla Velamita, right, there's a Vayasaf, you know, Chag HaOsef, was all gathered up, but that door that got gathered up, or that Madrega got gathered up, left behind a legacy. It left behind a legacy that got internalized. It got internalized, right? And that's what Hanukkah, and that's why we said in the parashah, Hanukkah is mamash a mirror image of Sukkos, right? You know, so that's why Beis Shammai says you light 8, 7, 6, 5, Keneged Pari HaChag. It shows that Sukkos left an imprint. It left something behind. It left, you know, and not just Stam Epis, you know, so left behind, but it left something behind that got internalized, right? In those left behind. It's Vayod B'dmuso Tzal, it's like they begat, right? And that's the end of Hanukkah. That's what Hanukkah proved, that even though we lost Nevuah, right? And seemingly there's no difference between Torah and Chochmas Yavan. They're both just philosophy because we lost the Nevuah aspect, right? No, Nevuah, as it were, left the Roshan. And it was mechanichas. It left an imprint upon us, right? So now, you know, so we mentioned that chinuch is as basic to the human condition, right? As you know, as humanity itself, you know, it's as old as you know, vayol b'dmuso b'tzalmo. So Ram explains that's only ayidei chinuch, right? But you know, like we said, only sheis was matzliach, right? So now, what happens to all those 10 deros? From Adam until Noah, right? All those 10 doors that went wild, right? So they have to come back and get their chinuch. And that was already foretold in Sforim, right? That the door of Ikvas and Mashiach are all gilgulim of those 10 doors. And that's why Chutzpah Yazgei, you know, the kids are wild. The kids are wild. It's all from the neshamas of the Alpayim Tohu. They're all meant to come back and get their tikkun, and we have to mechanech them, right? The chinuch that Adam Rishon wasn't able to impart, right? So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu has to do, right? You know, and you know, Moshe Rabbeinu has to, like, you know, give now the spitz of Moshe Rabbeinu's achievement is not just to give the Torah to goody goodies, right? But Torah tziva lanu Moshe morosha kilos Yaakov to ad sofa duras, even to those duras that are going to be gilgulim of all those tough kids. And that's the kids of today. It's amazing. The Sfarim that talk about the talk in the Shprach already said 100 years ago, they're back. They've arrived, right? You know, and that's, you know, and that's, you know, the door of the of Ikvas of the Mashiach is all those 10 doors, those wilder, big koiches, but they need a special chinuch, right? A special chinuch, right? Is the and if they get the special chinuch, they'll be even bigger than the goody doors, right? You know, and that's seeing that after Le'ene Kol Yisrael, we go back to Bereishis. That the Spitz of Torah is going to be when the Or of Torah will be Chal on those Doros of the Alpayim Tohu. All right, so now there's Alpayim Tohu, Alpayim Torah, Alpayim Mashiach. The 2,000 years of Mashiach is the Inyan of taking the Or of Torah and using it to be Metakin, those 26 Doros that came before the Alpayim Torah. That they should also find their Tikkun. Whoa. Right? Right? And that's, you know, not saying that we go back from Leinei Kol Yisrael back to Bereishis to be metakin those 26 daras, right? That's to conquer, right? You know, those daras that need tikkun, right? You know, that the Or HaTorah should be chal on them also, right? Yeah. Right? So, you know, and so that's the right, you know, and so that scene of Hanukkah that comes after Sukkos, you know, that, you know, the Or of the Gimel Regalim should be chal on this half of the calendar that does have a right. And it's called like being metakin the duras of the Olam HaTohu, right? That they should also find their tikkun, right? And that's the koach of chinuch, right? The
should we finish it outside?
I'm okay, sorry. No, so
sorry,
I mean, I'm gonna send you a recording. I'm recording every word.
Yeah. Record the rest because we gotta go to the gate.
We gotta go get. Okay, whoa, gotta go. All right, so the right. Alright, so the you know, and that's the koach of chinuch. That's the right. You got my bags?
Yeah.
Cool. Right. The art of chinuch is to be able to. All right. Take care. Thank you. Oh, thanks, Yossi. All right. Fine. Thank you, guys. Right. So the art of chinuch is to be able to put the Or of Torah into any kli. Right, even a kli that, you know, is wild. Right?
So now, how do you do that? Right? So the way to do that, right, is to push it, never give up. Never give up on the kid. Right? And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. It's part of the Torah Tzidkenu, you know, that Le'enei Kol Yisrael, everything he did for us. He did Shviras HaLuchas, right? But he also, but Chazal say that those Luchas that he broke, he also wrestled out of God's hands. He stood up against God for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Wow. He fought even the establishment of God. Chazal say that by Chet HaEgo, right, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's your fault. It's your fault. You gave him the Dizav. You gave him too much gold. It's your fault, Rebarshal. Right? He told him, what's so bad about an eagle? The eagle will help you in running the world. He said amazing stuff, right, to stick up for Klal Yisrael. Right? And that's what it made it, Morasha Kios Yaakov. He made the Torah stick for all generations, right, because he's willing, not giving up. Which kid are we? Right. He is not giving up. Moshe Rabbeinu was not willing to give up on any Jew. And that's what gave him the clock between Morasha Kios Yaakov, his Torah forever and ever. Right? Right. So, B31. B31. B31.
Okay. Yeah. You have to get through here, okay, and then you have to follow the signs to B31.
All right. All I just want to say is, I wanted to say to everyone, I was...
Stop me at this point.
Ellie, yes. I want to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Right? When I was...
I'm leaving him here.
Yeah, hi. Is this me.
Is there any way also... He's just running very late for his flight. His mother is on the plane. Is there a way that I can... That he can...
What time is your flight?
12:30.
But they're boarding at 11:30. He's fine. Yeah, he's totally fine? Yeah, right. Oh, so they just got
12:30?
Scared?
12:30?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, go to business.
Yeah, right.
Come
thank you.
Home.
Thank
right.
you very much.
Okay, fine. Well, where are we going? Well, he's straight here. Okay. I just want to say, I was willing to say it's Bifnei Am Ve'eda,
yeah.
Right? When I was 5 years old, I was declared uneducatable.
Really?
I had tremendous learning disabilities.
Really?
And like I what? Had all learning, dyslexia and hyperactivity.
Come this way. He, yeah,
yeah, my mother's on my mother's body's on a plane. My mother's
he's,
going.
Yeah, running. Thank you so much.
Thank
excuse
you.
Me, but I just see one.
Oh, I'm not going to the plane. I'm just
one person.
To where he is? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this is where we call. This is where we call it done. Okay.
Okay. I'm just saying, my mother was Moser Nefesh from my chinuch. Never gave up me because I'm one of those neshamas from Olam HaTohu. And my mother always told me, I fought for you. I never gave up on you.
Really?
Fight for your kids.
Really?
And she told me, tell your Talmidim
oh,
to never.
She said that?
She always wanted to say, give
you
a
okay
message.
With this? You got
to
put one
up. Tell your Talmidim to never give up on their kids, no matter
really?
How bad they
really?
Are. Fight. I did it for you. You do it for your kids.
Really?
Pay attention to it for their kids.
Wow.
And that was the message of kids that I wanted to give for the ADHD generation.